It's time now for the Hiawatha Locker Room Chat here on the MSC Sports Radio Network on KNZA 103.9, joined by Coach Wyatt Giroux as the Red Hawks coming off their first road test of the season as they were in Sabetha for a Big East matchup with the Blue Jays. And Coach, the outcome didn't turn out the way you had probably hoped, but at the same time, you went up against a very, very tough Blue Jay team and really held your own for four quarters.
We did. Our kids did a great job executing our defensive game plan, and they played four quarters of physical. We tackled the best that we've tackled in the entire time I've been here. Open field, they did a great job. They did, and hats off to Sabetha. They're going to have a great year, and Coach Caleb does a good job over there. And just thought our kids answered and rose up to the occasion. We just had a couple of mistakes on offense, and we just we got to fix those. A lot of those things we do every day, ball security and stuff like that. So we just got back to work.
Yeah, just a couple of little mistakes there. And, you know, there's a few other factors that went into that game. You know, some field condition issues just because of the weather. And then it was their homecoming, so some distraction there. And so despite that, and like you said, you had a field position wound up becoming a thing. Their kicker had quite the leg, so he was able to pin you guys deep from time to time. So despite all that, you know, the offense, like you said, struggled to really punch it in, couldn't quite do that. But that defense, they played hard. Tell us about some of the standout performances you saw on the defensive side.
First off, their kicker surprised us. I said something to a guy on the chain gang. I said, man, on film, he didn't really kick it deep like that. That kid has a leg. And then he made about a 40-yard field goal. And then the guy started laughing. But, no, they did do really well. But our defense game plan was we just wanted to control our gaps and really control their guards. I just saw some things on film and really try to spill it, and our guys come up and make tackles. And, like, our interior D-line, Gabe and Rafe and Lane, just battled double teams, and we knew it. We knew it all week long. We told our kids to lock on, our scout team, lock on and hold and make them work, and they did. And then our linebackers, I mean, Gus could barely walk afterwards just to fit. And our secondary did a great job of coming up and making open field tackles, and it was great. Hats off to my brother. We met for 4 or 5 hours on Sunday, us coaches, and like every week, he comes to the basement and has his ideas, and then Coach Diller and I and Joey and Nick, we all just share ours, and we go back and forth, and you know, we changed up the front against them. And the kids, you know, took the Monday meeting and watched huddle, and we had a good week of practice, and they executed it. So, yeah, we were super proud of our kids on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah. Like I said, unfortunately, coming up short against Sabetha, a Big East matchup there. So you fall to 1-2 on the season. Still on the road for week number 4, but the game changes a little bit here, as not only are you on the road against a different type of team, but it's also the start of district play. We'll talk about the Jeff West Tigers when we return here on the Hiawatha Locker Room Chats. Well, we're back here on the Hiawatha Locker Room Chats as Coach Wyatt Giroux of the Red Hawks joins us here as the Red Hawks enter into week number 4 with a 1-2 record, and they are on the road at Jeff West to take on the Tigers. The Tigers kind of a surprise this year in the Big East as they started the season at 2-0. They suffered their first loss, although it was a close game against Riley County here this past Friday night. They're at home on Friday to host you guys. Tell us what you know about Jeff West a little bit. A different style of football than what maybe the guys have seen so far yet this year.
Yeah, they complete 180. Obviously, they're a way faster, better tackling, schematically on offense, a lot better. They're good. Their kids fly to the football. They can read coverage as well on offense, and they got a good scheme going. They nudged that close one out at Riley County, and then they came back against Royal Valley, and then last week lost that heartbreaker to St. Mary's. I mean, fourth and mile, and they give that up. So they I mean, their message is probably, hey, we should be 3-0 and 1-0 right now going into district. So, and that coach over there, Coach Wynn's done a lot of research on him this summer, and he's been a great coach. And I mean, obviously he was a great player, but he's done a great job and got kids out. Sideline's a lot bigger, and I mean, it's just the Big East.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't lived here very long, and every team, in 2 years, every school in the Big East is going to have a football program.
Sure.
It's not like, hey, that team has a team. It's their middle school, their Pop Warner, and their high school. And I look up at it every day in the gym, the pictures, and it's like, which team do you want to play each week?
Yeah.
That team has history. That team has a great coach.
Yeah.
That team has a state championship. And so hats off to him. He's done a great job. His kids are awesome. And it's going to be a tough week.
Yeah. Talk about your defense a little bit as, again, going to have to kind of change things up a little bit. What are some priorities for the defense against a team that likes to throw it around and spread things out a little bit more?
Obviously, you know, our strength is our guys up front. I mean, everyone knows that. We got some big monsters up front, and so we're going to use that as our advantage. But just like every other game, we meet for 5 hours, and we watch lots of film, and yeah, we're going to throw some wrinkles into it. And so, our team this year has done a very good job in pass coverage. So, if we can continue to tackle the way we tackled, obviously, put pressure on their quarterback, and our coverage has been pretty good. I mean, I think we'll be in good shape.
Sounds good. All right, Coach. Well, good luck. District week number one for you guys. Jeff West will have that game not only on the Hiawatha Channel, but it's our feature game of the week on 103.9 KNZA. So you can catch that game in both locations. And like I said, Coach, good luck on Friday night against the Tigers.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Again, that's Coach Wyatt Giroux, the head coach of the Red Hawks, the Hiawatha Locker Room Chats here on KNZA 103.9 FM, brought to you each and every week here on Kansaland Radio by Citizen State Bank, Carl's Body Shop, and by Hiawatha Implement.